back to another episode of the Double or Nothing podcast. I'm your host, Johnny B, along with Dylan over here. We're going into NFL week 12. Excuse my voice this week. I'm struggling, battling a cold. Brutal northeast weather already.
Absolutely.
We'll do a recap of last week. I went 7-6 overall and 1-2 in the best bets. You know what you got?
7-6. I thought I went 8-6, so maybe I'm wrong.
I think there was there 14
games? No, I think there was, because
if so, then it was.
I lost the Commanders, so hold on. I'll tell you right now. I lost the Commanders 0-1. Then I took the Colts 1-1. Steelers 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings 3-1. Saints 4-1. Over in the Lions game, 5-1. Under in the Bears game, 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
I took the Raiders, so 6-2. I took the Patriots, so 6-3.
Yep.
Broncos, 7-3. 49ers, 7-4. The Chiefs 7-5, Bengals 7-6, and then the Texans on Monday night 8-6.
I forgot the Texans, which I did -7.5. So I went 8-6 as well.
Yeah, so we both went 8-6.
I just missed a Monday night game. That is my fault. So pretty decent week. Two games above 500. So
yeah, take
that any day.
Absolutely.
This week we have a division game to start off the week on this Thursday night. The Steelers are at the Browns. Steelers are -3.5. Spread is, or over under is 37. I was listening to some stuff about this game. The weather is terrible.
Oh, wow. That's good.
25 mile per hour winds. Chance of rain, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I don't know how much I trust the weather this far in advance, but at the same time, if that's what it's shaking up to be.
It's for tonight. I looked at it today.
Yeah. You looked at it today.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I keep forgetting we usually record these on Tuesdays. The day of. Yeah.
It's the day
so
of
you're saying that. This morning you looked at the weather and that's what it looks like over there?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the over under? 37.5?
37. Just 37.
Oh my God, that's so low.
I know.
It's like almost like they know the weather's gonna be bad, so that's why it is as low as it is.
It's built in.
What's the spread?
3.5. Steelers -3.5.
Yeah, I like the over-under here because of the bad weather, but I'm just going to take the Steelers -3.5. I'm going to take the Steelers -3.5. They're just a way better football team. I mean, usually these division games are tight, like I said last week, and that's what wound up winning us the Steelers pick last week, because obviously we think overall the Ravens might be a better football team, but Steelers kind of fought hard and won the game, and we knew it was going to come down to the wire. I would normally say the same thing about this game, but I'm just going to take who I think is the way better team. So yeah, I'll wait at 3.5.
You got to question the Browns, effort here. I know it's a division game, like you said, but I mean, they looked embarrassing against the Saints the other day. So
it was kind of crazy though, like the way that those touchdowns were going back and forth. Like, bro, that was insane. There were 365-yard touchdowns in that game.
Jameis had a good statistical game. Threw for like 400 yards, 2 touchdowns, yeah, no picks.
No, I don't think he's crazy. A roller coaster.
Yeah.
He's a roller coaster.
I'm going to go with the under 37. If the weather's true, this is just a running game. And you know what? I think the Steelers have a better run defense and the Browns. But another thing I saw today, were 22nd against a run. So I think it's just going to be a running game back and forth. I know Russ is a deep ball thrower with the wind, how it is. I just don't trust that working in this game. So I know it's low, but give me the under.
All right.
Into the Sunday games we go. We have the Kansas City Chiefs at the Carolina Panthers. Panthers are +11, over under 43.5.
Yeah. In fairness to the Panthers, they look like
They won their last two games.
Bryce Young looks okay. Bryce Young looks okay. I don't think that they're going to win this football game at all, but I don't know. It seems like this kid's kind of fighting for his life, He wants to have a starting job in the NFL. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of teams in the market for a quarterback next year. The Panthers might either keep him or look to trade him. So I think he's got a lot to play for,
I think he's playing more free now.
Yeah, he's got a lot to play for. He really, So I'm going to take the 11. I think the Panthers are not a good football team, but they've won two in a row. Looks like this kid's got a little bit of confidence back. And 11 points is a lot for a team like Kansas City, who seems to just play in tight games, like no matter who they're playing.
I know. It just seems like Kansas City struggles against everyone and just lets these teams jump out to hot starts. They fight their way back. I know Pacheco is supposed to be coming back, but I don't know what his workload's going to be like. I think the Chiefs just do enough to win the game. But I think the Panthers coming off two wins, their defense is playing better. Bryce Young looks like he's
okay, yeah.
Okay, you know, he did well against a good Giants defense. So, plus 11 points. I mean, if they score 14, I think they cover, you know.
Yeah, which still might be hard, but
might be a stretch, but
but I like it. 11 points is a little too much.
Yeah. All right, next game, we have the Vikings at the Bears. Vikings are -3.5, over under 39.5.
Yeah, it's just a weird one. I mean, the game they had versus the Packers last week was strange. You know, yeah, I mean, obviously the like semi-blocked field goal to win them that game. Their defense played pretty well. Both defenses played pretty well. Caleb Williams still stinks, though. I mean, he's just not good. You know, I mean, he's just not any good. So I don't see that changing overnight. So I'm just going to take the Vikings -3.5. If I thought that I see the Bears defense keeping them in the game to an extent, because Sam Darnold has started to turn the ball over a little bit more now. But overall, I think the Vikings defense is going to keep Caleb Williams in check. So I'm going to lay the 3.5 with the Vikings.
I'm doing the same thing. DeAndre Swift hasn't practiced this week, and he looks to be very important for that offense. We know the Vikings D coordinator. Oh, I'm blanking on his name. Miami head coach. What the heck is his name? Hold on. I got to find
it. Brian Flores?
Yes, Flores.
Yeah.
He blitzes at the highest percentage in the NFL, which just is going to spell disaster for Caleb
Williams.
Yeah,
and their offensive line is terrible.
Their offensive line is terrible, and the Vikings defense is unbelievable.
I think the Vikings are just really good at football all around. So.
I know the game's in Chicago. It's a division game, but you know what? Without Swift, that bad offensive line, got to go with the Vikings -3.5 here. The over-under is just a little too low for me. Otherwise, I was going to lean that way.
39.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's too low. Like, that's too low. I mean, it could hit, but it's too low to, like, confidently take it.
I know. All right, next up, another division game. We have the Titans at the Texans. The Texans are -7.5, over under 40.5.
Wait, so the Titans are getting 7.5?
Yes. Titans plus 7.5, over under 40.5.
Yeah, same thing. Titans are very similar to what the Cowboys are, and this is a similar spread, you know?
Ridley's questionable. He's been, like, the one bright spot there.
Yeah. I'm just going to roll with Texans -7.5 here because I think it's a very similar matchup that they just had against
the Cowboys.
Yeah. I think it's a very similar. Like, if the Cowboys and the Titans played tomorrow on a neutral field, it'd be a pick 'em. Yeah. So I think that the 7.5 is a perfect number, and I think that the Texans are going to roll. So yeah, I'm going to roll with that.
Yeah. It looks like I'm copying Dylan here because I feel the same way. I just don't know. At what point the Titans just keep losing every week, the motivation to just keep going out there and trying their absolute hardest.
I think they are.
Athletes, but
yeah.
I think the Texans are just a good team, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week, I don't think Stroud threw a touchdown, and they beat the Cowboys by 25.
Yeah.
I expect Nico Collins to have a better game this week, home. So hopefully they'll start figuring things out, and their defense is just really good at this point.
Yeah, this is all just about the Titans not being good to me. You know, obviously, I think the Texans are a really good football team, but the Titans just say it every single week. The Titans stink. You know, I say it every single week, and it's
I said it in the beginning of the year.
No, I know you said it in the beginning of the year, and I said I thought that they were my sweeper team that they could turn around and maybe make the playoffs. You know, because I think that they're. I think overall they have a lot of talent.
Yeah,
but Will Levis just took that team and just drove it straight into the dirt.
He didn't make the leap forward, I think, that we thought he was going
to
make.
No. I mean, I was this close to taking his over 3,600 passing yards on the year. I mean, I was this close.
He throws it enough just to the other team.
Yeah, I mean, they're not good. So Texans minus 7.5.
That's for both of us. We got next up the Lions at the Colts. Lions minus 7.5, over under 50.
50, over under 50.
You're going?
Oh, I'm going over 50. Yeah. Going over, I mean, 50? It's just like 7.5 is a lot for a team that's kind of getting hot, fighting for a wild card spot. The Lions are scoring 40 plus every single week. Like I said last week, they might hit that number on their own. They did. You know,
they did.
So, I mean, and I feel the same way here, which in that case is, it's one of those things. I know the Lions are going to score 30 points. I just don't know how good the other team's going to play. So if the other team decides to show up and play this much football, over is going to hit. So I'm going to take over 50.
I love that too, but I'll go with the Lions minus 7.5 just to be different. We did the same thing last week too. You did the over, I did the Lions.
I mean, neither one. I wouldn't be nervous to take either one. If you told me, hey, I had to switch my pick to the Lions, I'm not sitting here. I'm not nervous about it, but I kind of like a lot of the players on the Colts. I kind of like seeing Anthony Richardson playing pretty well. I like Jonathan Taylor. I like Jonathan. Josh Downs and Alec Pierce. Like, it just feels like they got something going, and they might be a cool little wild card team. So I'm kind of rooting for them. And yeah. I'm just going to take the over.
The Colts definitely have the offensive of talent. It's like
their defense is horrific.
Their defense is terrible. Yeah. They did well last week just because it's the Jets, and the Jets are terrible. And yeah. I just can't bank on Anthony Richardson having two good games in a row, because I don't think he's ever had two good games in a row.
Yeah.
Last week, three total touchdowns, 280 yards passing, and they beat the Jets by one. I mean, this is a Lions team who is just, you know, Jared Goff still throwing the ball in the fourth quarter up 40.
Yeah, I know. That video you sent me about the meme of Dan Campbell when his team is up by like 40. And it's like, what is it? I forget what it was, but it was hilarious. It was like some like super intense speech. Like, you know, like, so it was just like, it's just so Dan Campbell, you know? Like, I love stuff like that though, you know?
I know.
That's why you love Dan Campbell. What you don't love about Dan Campbell is him going third on 4th and 9 in the NFC Championship. I mean,
you know? Up 10.
Yeah. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but you get what I mean. Yeah. You just don't like seeing the guy like totally blowing a situation. Yeah. But you love to see, like, he reminds me of like the old school, like Jimmy Johnson in Miami days, where like they're running fake punts on fucking a 4th and 2 up 60.
These guys are running like college. They're like, oh, you know what? We got to put it. It's almost like they believe that they have to get style points to get a better seating.
I know.
It's like, we have to beat everyone by 40.
And I kind of hope that they don't stall out. I don't think they're going to, but like,
they just can't.
I'm not saying in the regular season. I'm saying in the postseason. Oh, yeah. Like, because obviously the competition's going to obviously get a lot better. But I really, really, really hope. Like, I'm kind of like on their train right now. Like, I'm like the rest of America. I kind of almost like want to see them win it all. You know?
I definitely want to see
them. You know? I like Jared Goff. I like their whole team.
It's going to be interesting. I think they'll be on a clash course in the NFC to face probably the Eagles. So I know who you'll take in that game.
No, come on. Yeah. I don't think Hurts is making it that far.
All right, next up, we have the Patriots at the Dolphins. The Dolphins are minus 7.5 at home, over under 46.5.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a tougher one.
Yeah, the division game. Drake May's actually been playing all right.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over 46.5 in Miami. I think the Dolphins will score points. I think Drake May against the Dolphins defense will have enough.
He's been able to score.
Enough of a spark to kind of put up some points. He's gonna have a terrible interception. He's had one every time he's played, but
he'll also have a great run.
I like him. I like Drake May. I think he's definitely still got a lot to prove, but he's definitely shown sparks of being really good. And I think both teams will score points, so I'll go with the over 46.5.
All right, division game, I'm just going to go with the plus 7.5. I'm getting over a touchdown here. Probably a pretty similar game to the Patriots-Rams last week, where, you know, I think the Patriots will hang around for a little bit, and just hopefully they stick around to the end, I think.
That was a heartbreaker to watch the way that unfolded, because I took the Patriots 4.5, and
it felt like
it kind of looked like they were in it the whole game. And then there was just that one flip where the Rams scored back-to-back touchdowns, and then the Patriots kind of fought all the way back,
yep.
And then they just didn't they didn't capitalize. So it just turned out to be
like I said, they're always good to score a couple points. So
yeah,
and you know what, division game, I'm just hoping their defense plays better. But the Dolphins seem like they're on a good little roll here.
Yeah.
All right, we have the next game is the Buccaneers at the Giants. The return of Tommy Cutlets. And the over-under, or the spread right now, is Buccaneers -5.5.
Okay.
Over-under, 41.5. Mike Evans is on track to play Sunday.
Over 41.5. That's super low. I feel like that's, like, really low.
Yeah.
Like, one of those numbers where, like...
It's got to be because of Tommy Cutlets.
Honestly, I think Tommy DeVito is one of those back we saw last year. I mean, he's the kind of backup who's going to come in, and he definitely has the ability to win a few football games and like ruin the Giants draft pick. You
we
know,
said,
I mean,
like, hey, if the Giants wanted to tank, leave Danny Dimes in. He's doing a great job of losing.
Yeah, and you know what's really weird about the whole situation is I was reading a lot on the game throughout the week. It looks like a lot of the players are like really pissed at the organization, and they think it's like Bush League shit that like they're pulling Danny out for money, for like the money purposes. I saw a lot of the team, like I saw a lot of the team, like I, you know, all these classic like undisclosed like sources and stuff. But it says that a lot of people in the locker room are like, yo, it's fucking bullshit that what they're doing to him. He's like had nothing but class. He's been nothing but a stand up guy.
Well, it's not even what they're doing to him, and they're doing it to Drew Locke.
Yeah.
I mean, they're purposely, he was quarterback number two the whole year, Drew Locke. And
yeah.
Now that they're trying to tank, they're not playing him. And a lot of it, I think, is he has incentives in his contract.
Yeah. So
they're
cheaping
out twice. And I don't think that rubs players.
Yeah,
wrong way,
exactly.
Man.
So normally I would say, hey, backup quarterback, team's going to get up, team's going to play well. I don't think that's going to be the case here. I think Tommy DeVito is good enough to fight and stick around in this football game. So normally in this situation, I would lean 5.5, but I'm going to go the opposite direction because I think the Bucs are really good. I think getting Mike Evans back is going to help them out a lot. They've lost too many heartbreakers this season to then turn around and lose to the Giants. They've played great football all year, so I'm going to ride with them. The record doesn't show how good they are. I think the Bucs roll here.
Yeah, I'm on. The Mike Evans coming back is the big thing. And they're off the bye. They're healthy. And then, like you said, I know a lot of, like, Sharps will probably take the Giants. But, like, you really have to question, like you said. I mean, these players got to be questioning the organization, what they're doing, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely more than one guy. At some point, you gotta come to that realization, right? Obviously, Danny Dimes has not played good football, period. But, dude... I mean, it's like the Jets. Like, Aaron Rodgers hasn't played good football, but like at some point you just got to put it on the organization as a whole, right? I mean, yeah. Like the reason you guys are losing football games isn't one guy, right?
It's from the top to bottom. They're just like all around they haven't been good. So,
yeah, New York football is a disaster outside of Buffalo right now.
I think the Giants are telling you what they think about their team by starting DeVito over Drew Locke and Daniel Jones. They're saying we're putting money before the team. We don't want to leverage our future, which honestly is smart, but like you said, just rubs players the wrong way. So gotta go with the Bucs -5.5. So we have 11 minutes left.
Oh wow, okay, we're cruising.
Cool. Yeah, we really are. Let's see, on to the next one. We got the Cowboys at the commanders -10.5, over under 44.5.
Ah man, I hate the half.
I know.
It's all these halves, man. All these halves.
They're begging you to take the command.
They're begging you to take the Commanders.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
But
they're trying to scare you a little bit.
But I'm gonna take the Commanders. I mean, 10.5 isn't enough. The half a point could come down and screw you on a backdoor cover, but the Cowboys have zero life, man. Zero.
They just show you nothing.
Zero life, and it's almost good for the Cowboys in a sense because they're a good enough football team overall when healthy, where if they were fully healthy, I mean, they would 100% be a playoff team. Like, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So, like, if they never had the injuries that they had. So, now they're playing so bad that they could wind up, like, almost, like, losing out and getting, like, a great draft pick and revamping their whole organization, getting a new head coach. I saw Belichick's in the running. I saw Dion's in the running. They could wind up getting a good head coach, a really good draft pick, and... Building something big next year. So I'm gonna roll with I'm going to roll with the 10.5. I just think they have no life right now. I think it's in their best interest to kind of lose football games from here on out. So, and Jaden Daniels is kind of definitely taking a step back. Like, he's definitely like He's coming off the high of being like lighting the world on fire. So I think he's going to kind of get back to that. And I think he's going to, like, you know, him and Bo Nix are now neck and neck for Rookie of the Year. And Bo Nix is playing out of his face.
Yeah,
so I think Jaden Daniels has that competitive edge in him where he knows, he sees the conversations, he sees everyone saying maybe he's not going to win Rookie of the Year. So I think he's going to come out hot, and I think that they're going to roll the Cowboys here.
I'm going to go with the under 45.5. I know it, you know, doesn't seem like a super high number for the Commanders, but their offense, like you said, hasn't looked great the last couple weeks.
Hasn't.
And you know what? I think it has to do with maybe, you know, Daniels' rib injury a little bit. Maybe they're not pushing him as much. He's not running as much. And I think you'll get that same type of game here. Their running back situation between Robinson and Eckler has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was really, really good last week against the Eagles, even though, you know.
Too good because they get down inside the five. They don't even attempt to throw. And, like, and I need him to throw a couple touchdown passes here, you know.
I'm going with the under here. I think Commanders will be able to run all over Dallas's terrible run defense. And the Cowboys with Cooper Rush, I don't think they've gone over this number once since he's been a starting quarterback. So I don't see why that's going to change.
I think it's a smart pick overall. It's just if Dallas truly lays down, I could see the Commanders putting up 40.
Rolling
So, I mean, but
that's
my only
concern.
Yeah, that would be my only concern too. So I like the pick, but I'm just going to bank on the fact that the Commanders just blow them out.
All right, next up, we'll get one more game in here. And we got the Broncos at the Raiders. The Broncos are -6 over under 41.5.
I'm going to roll with Bo Nix, man. I'm going to roll -6. He's just playing good football at this point. I don't think he's as polished as like the Jaden Daniels of the world and like maybe like some of these other guys who he was compared to coming in. But, I mean, he could definitely move around. He knows how to escape the pocket, how to escape the pressure. He can get first downs with his legs. He can put points up on the board. He's scoring touchdowns every week. Their defense is playing really well.
Yeah.
And I just think they're in a good spot right now. The whole team is confident. The whole team is playing really good football. And the Raiders are just not playing good football. So
I don't know what happened to the Raiders defense, but they're really bad.
Yeah, the Raiders just aren't playing good football right now. 6 points doesn't seem like a lot for the way that the Broncos are playing and the way that the Raiders are playing. I thought this should have been more of like a 7.5 line, and then I probably would have flipped my pick to the Raiders. But 6, I think that the Broncos should have no problem winning this game by a touchdown.
This is the hardest game for me. I don't know. I just have to give credit to Bo Nix, honestly, because he's been playing unbelievable.
Yeah, he's playing good. I mean, I know he's been playing good, period, the end. So
I'm going to go over 41.5.
Yeah, I like that pick.
I think the Broncos' offense has been good. Bo Nix has been great. I think this isn't a team where they're just trying to cruise. Sean Payton seems like to have them on the path of let's go out there and try to score as many points as we can. You see, he did it against the Panthers. They're moving the ball every which way. And I know the Raiders with Gardner Minshew, they're going out there. They're at least scoring 14 to 17 points. So at least. So I
like the over. And I also just, you know, the reason that I might lean Broncos over the over is Sean Payton, the things that I like about Payton, there's a lot of things I don't like, but the thing that I do like is he doesn't take his foot off your throat, dude. Like
Campbell.
He don't give a fuck, dude. If he wants to win, he has a winning mindset. He doesn't have a let's not lose, let's just play conservative. He's like, no, let's go fucking win. Like let's drive this home. He'll go for the fake punts on fourth and short. He'll do all this crazy shit to like just jam it down your throat, which sometimes bites you in the ass, but a lot of times it just secures the win. So
yeah,
I'm gonna roll with the -6.
All right, over 41.5 for me. All right, well, up we have the 49ers at the Green Bay Packers. 49ers are getting 2 points over under 47.5.
Yeah, I'm going to the Niners the Niners have burned me quite a bit this year because I just can't let go of the idea of what I think the 49ers are as a football team. I think that they're just, for whatever reason, to my core, I just feel like they're going to be in the hunt. Like, I could see them going to the Super Bowl. I mean, like, I don't know why I can't let go of this whole thing, because they just haven't really played good football, and they've lost a lot of these games that come down to the wire, which isn't a good sign. But I just think they're really good. I do. They haven't shown it. They haven't played that way, but I'm going to take the Niners getting points here. I think that they are the better football team. They just got to find their mojo again. They got to find that confidence again. They got to kind of go back to the drawing board and figure it out. But I think the Niners are going to win this football game. I'm obviously not a huge Jordan Love guy, so I'm just going to roll with the fact that the Niners are a better football team, and they have the capabilities of being a Super Bowl contender, possibly even a Super Bowl winner. I really think that they're that good when they're firing on all cylinders. So I'm just hoping that they can get back to that kind of team.
I'm going to do the same thing, 49ers plus two. I think, you know, all things being equal, I think the 49ers are a better team than the Packers.
Yeah.
I mean, on paper, you could say that. I know it's a road game for them, but I think Kittle's coming back this week. They're just such a different team when he plays.
Absolutely.
Jennings has been unbelievable.
Dude, he is the most underrated player in football.
I know.
Like, he's the guy might be the best player on the 49ers. Like, he might be the best player on the 49ers. He came into this season, and every single time I watch them play, like, I take his over in, like, my little parlays that I do. It's not like I'm just hammering his over, but, like, these little parlays, every time, he's a lock. Receptions, yards, the guy is unbelievable. Third down, you need somebody to throw the ball to, he's coming down with it.
As soon as Ayuk went out, it picked up Jennings right away.
But even when Ayuk was in, he was playing out of his face, dude. Mm-hmm. He's playing, like, that guy is just really good at football. And
they
got him
for a steal. Like, they just signed him before the year for, like, 3-year deal for, like, nothing.
Yeah, and dude, he's up there in the same in my opinion, he's in the same conversation as the T. Higgins, the Devontae Smiths.
He's good.
Right there, dude. He's right there.
He makes some crazy catches sometimes.
I know.
So
Jordan Addison, like, he's in that field. Like, he might be better than some of those guys.
I know, and he's getting paid like a fifth of what they're getting paid.
Dude, he's unbelievable. they have a great player in Juwan Jennings.
Yeah. So with Kittle coming back, all these weapons, yeah, I got to take the 49ers in the points. So you don't get that too often.
Yeah, you don't get that too often. So and I understand why it is what it is, because the Packers are playing great football. Jordan Love he's just not it. So I think that Shanahan will draw some shit up, and I think that they will be able to navigate that good Packers defense. And
I'll
think
say
Jordan
that Shanahan has owned the Packers.
Yeah.
He has owned them throughout his career.
Yeah, listen, I like everything the Packers have outside of quarterback. It's just I think the quarterback will be the difference here. So
let's go Purdy.
Yeah.
All right, next up we have the Cardinals at Seattle against the Seahawks. The Cardinals are plus 1.5. Over under 47.5.
Where's the game?
In Seattle.
The Cardinals are plus 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is going to be a dogfight. This is going to be a dogfight. The Seattle's got their moxie back. You know, Geno running that in to the corner for the touchdown, iced the game. And he didn't play good all game, really. Seattle just felt like they just kind of hung in there and didn't really play good football until they just won. You know, it just kind of felt like one of those that it just kind of happened. But, you know, Seattle at home is always a tough out. The Cardinals are kind of a little bit of a roller coaster. You never really know what to expect from them. But what's the over-under?
47.5.
I'm going to take the Cardinals. I'm going to take the Cardinals in the 1.5.
Like,
I think
coming off a bye, too.
Coming off a bye. Cardinals are just, I think, like for like, position for position. It's really, really, really close. It's really, really close. But so maybe I would maybe lean home. I'm going to take the Cardinals. Kyler's my guy.
There we go. Stance. I'm going to go under 47.5. Looks like it's going to rain in Seattle on Sunday. I think the Cardinals defense is actually really good. They've been playing out of their mind lately.
Like I said, they're a roller coaster on every end of the football. Like, you can get a team that gives up 40 or a team that holds a team to under 14. And the same thing on offense. You can get a team that scores 40 and a team that looks lost. Like, they are truly a roller coaster of a football team. And I never really know what to expect, but I've always liked them. So I'm a big Kyler guy. I like the Cardinals. I want to see them play well.
You know, Seattle seems, you know, like you said, at home, they're always a tough out.
Yeah.
Their defense held the 49ers in check the other day.
Yeah.
I know, like I said, no Kittle that game, but they still, you know, they're doing their thing. They're at home, 47.5 in the rain. Two good teams. I'm going to go with the under here.
I like that pick.
Sunday night, we have Dylan's Eagles against the L.A. Rams. Eagles are -2.5 over under, 48.5.
It's a standalone game. It's Sunday night.
Sunday night.
I'll buy the half a point, and I'll take the Rams to 3. If it's a standalone game, then, I like, you know, all the other games are done over, you know, like if you're just betting the game. I would buy the half a point, and I'd take the Rams at home getting 3. Eagles are really, really good, man. Eagles are really, really good. I still don't believe in Hurts, but he has been playing good football. I think he's like 5th in the MVP race. So, you know,
just enough to win.
Yeah, I mean, hey, being 5th in the MVP race is unbelievable for how he started the year, because he started the year and he looked terrible. And
you know, I really think a lot of it was because your boy Sirianni. And then after a couple weeks, he gave the reins completely to Kellen Moore.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to take a little bit away from Hurts, because I think he did get his spark when he played a bunch of bad teams.
Like, he had some bad throws last week against Washington.
Yeah.
He had some horrendous throws.
I think really it just came down to Hurts didn't play that well against better teams, then kind of had a good stretch of playing like not great defenses, like not great teams. Like, he had that 3-game stretch where he kind of went in and handled business, you know? But I think it was like the Bengals defense who...
Terrible.
It was like the Giants who had nothing to fight for, and then it was the Cowboys. So
much, yeah.
So it was like those 3 games, and then all of a sudden his name just kind of popped up into the MVP conversation.
And the Jaguars.
Yeah, I think his success is definitely due to the fact that their team is unbelievable. So I don't have as much faith in him solely, especially against a team that has a lot to fight for in the Rams. So I'm going to say the Rams getting points at home in a primetime game. I'm going to take Matt Stafford over Jalen Hurts. And I'm going to take fucking McVay over Sirianni. So
I got to go with the Eagles -2.5. Like you said before, I think it kind of was built into the point that I'll make, is they're just a much better team. Their defense has been awesome.
Dude, that kid is a stud.
Unbelievable.
What's his name? I should know this.
Is it Mitchell?
Yeah. Dude, that kid is incredible, dude.
Their defense has just taken probably the biggest step in the NFL this year as far as defenses are concerned, from week one
to now.
Dude,
I saw him get burned off the line in press coverage. He was in press, like right up on the receiver. I forget who it was. He got toasted off the line. The quarterback threw the ball like immediately. He somehow recovered, ran the fastest I've ever seen a cornerback run, and made a full spread dive and got his hand in there. I was like, dude, who is this guy?
This guy is unbelievable. Better every week.
Dude, I saw a stat line of him after the game, because I started noticing how good he was, and then they started talking about him, obviously. And they showed a stat line of all the receivers he's played against, because I wasn't keeping tabs on this kid. I didn't even know this kid.
Revis level.
And it's incredible. It's incredible. I mean, I don't know how I haven't noticed him up until this point. I mean, we were watching a lot of football, and I'm not the biggest Eagles guy, so I haven't kept tabs on him. But man, he's unbelievable. Yeah, he's good.
So I mean, this week, I mean, you gotta assume he's putting the clamps on
Puka
or
Pump. I don't think anybody's putting the clamps on Puka, because he doesn't run traditional routes. Like the way that they play football is like,
well, they move him around.
Yeah, they move him around, and those routes and those schemes that they run on offense are so different than anybody else.
That's why I thought last week against the Patriots, I'm like, oh, Gonzalez will probably cover him. I don't think he even lined up against him one time.
Yeah.
They just move him around all the time. But I think both Eagles cornerbacks are really good.
But Puka and Kupp, both last week had what? Fucking 90 plus yards, three touchdowns combined.
Kupp had a 69 yard touchdown.
There you go. I mean, they're unbelievable together. That tandem is gross.
I know. So it'll be exciting to watch. I just, you know what, Eagles offensively and defensively, I just can't trust the Rams defense, honestly. That's the difference. And Saquon seems to be on this offensive MVP run right now.
Yeah, Saquon has torched me. Good. Has torched me this year. But I mean, I basically said from the beginning of the year, before the season even started,
that he
people
was
made
be...
fun of me for saying him going to the Eagles was like McCaffrey going to the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been borderline just as good, if not better. Like, he's incredible right now.
Did you see? I saw a stat this week. Mastro sent me that Saquon Barkley has been tackled at the 1 yard line.
I know.
9 times.
But this goes.
He could have 9 more touchdowns.
This is what this all goes back into the Jalen Hurts inflation, right? Like, this all goes back to that. Because when you see a stat line posted up on an ESPN first take show, right?
Yeah.
And you see Jalen Hurts' touchdowns get posted up, and you're like, holy fuck, this guy has this many touchdowns? And then you realize that, like, 93% of his touchdowns are a half yard rushing touchdown from the tush push. And it's just like, okay, hey, it's still a thing that you have to give them credit for, because they're the only team in the league that can do it. So power to him. He's a good quarterback sneak guy. But I think that that's a huge inflation to what he is. Like, and then you see Josh Allen's rushing touchdowns, and it's like, Who's better? Who do you want running the ball? You know, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like Jalen Hurts is not a rushing quarterback. He's just a guy who kind of gets pushed into these 1 yard touchdowns. I think his stats are inflated from that, and I think that has a lot to do with why he's fifth in the MVP race.
Oh, of course.
So I just don't like that. I don't like that. Saquon, if Saquon Barkley, let's just say out of those 9, Saquon got 6 or 7. And then they he'd be borderline running away with MVP.
Oh, he would be.
I know. So it's almost a disservice to Saquon at this point, and they're just trying to prop Jalen up. So I hate that. But
Barkley has 8 rushing touchdowns this year. I think he has a couple passing. But if, like you said, if he had 7 more, he'd have 15 rushing touchdowns right now.
Yeah, I know. it's so whatever. It is what it is.
So people call this crazy for saying at the beginning of the year that he's going to put up McCaffrey number. No. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it also is a credit to show how good the Eagles are, because the Eagles offensive line, the Eagles offense, the Eagles defense, like everything all together, it all helps Saquon, right?
Yeah.
Because their defense keeps teams down, gives them the opportunity to run more. Their offensive line opens up so many holes. I mean, how many times have you seen Saquon in the fourth quarter where they're just trying to run the game out and he breaks two runs for 40-yard touchdowns?
You know what? It's like these organizations just know stuff like this. Like, I was questioning why they got rid of Swift. I'm like, hey, the guy ran for 1,000 yards last year, 9 touchdowns. Like, he had a solid year for a running back. And then they say, if we had Saquon, he could do 3 times better.
And yeah, it's just the system they built over there.
Yeah.
So you put a top 3 running back in that system, they're gonna eat.
Last game of the week, Monday night, we have the Ravens at the Chargers. Ravens minus 2.5, over under 50.5.
Oh man, it's 2.5.
Yeah, Ravens minus 2.5.
Same thing. I would like to buy it to 3, but.
What, to get the Chargers?
Yeah. Dude, Justin Herbert's slinging the fucking rock right now.
Him and those receivers are getting better every week.
He's just, some of the throws he makes, like leaning forward and like on the run, and looks like he's going to take off for the first down, and then off of his front foot or off of his back foot, however he's deciding to like lean, he's like leaning forward, launching missiles downfield into double coverage. I mean, he looks incredible right now. He looks incredible right now. He might be the best quarterback in the NFL right now. I mean, he looks unbelievable.
His arm talent last week was on full display.
Dude, he's
like, why everyone in the game is like, why we put Justin Herbert top 10 or top 8? His stats, his wins, like, they're not. But then you watch last week and you're like, this guy's amazing.
John Harbaugh is full blown. You got to hats off to him. I mean, he's totally spun the culture there. Like, they are a hard nosed defensive.
All of a sudden, they're great at defense.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're all, you know what, the offense has been picking up. And you called it last week with the over in the Chargers game.
Yeah.
And this game's got to be pretty similar, because the Ravens defense is just as bad as the Bengals.
Yeah. Yeah. I
really think.
With all that said, I'm going to take Lamar in the bounce back. Give me the minus 2.5. I don't see. I think the Ravens are too hot. Lamar and Derrick Henry are playing too good to drop 2 in a row. I know their defense is very suspect, and Herbert's probably going to carve them up, but I think Lamar is going to go toe to toe, and I think the Ravens are going to find a way to win this football game. So I'm gonna lay the 2.5 with the Ravens. I don't love it because of how good the Chargers are playing and what they got going on and the momentum they have rolling into this game. But give me Lamar in a big bounce back spot, and the Ravens winning this football game.
I'm going to go over 50.5. I like that the Ravens defense is not playing well at all.
No, they're not.
But like you said, the bounce back. I'm not like Lamar against any defense. He can carve up.
Yeah. The defense doesn't really come into play.
I know
play.
Chargers have a good defense, but that, you know what, that doesn't really come into play against Lamar because he could put up 30 on anybody.
Yeah.
Bounce back spot for the Ravens. I think Herbert and that offense are just starting to get going now. You see, Ladd McConkey is awesome. Will Disley looks great.
Dude, the guy Palmer, that I do the...
And the rook, who is the...
Quentin Johnson?
Quentin Johnson looks awesome.
The guy that I do the sports card breaks with, yeah, like the guy who I like buy into a lot of his breaks, AC breaks, he takes a first touchdown scorer like for every week, yeah, and he puts like $2,000 on it, like first touchdown scorer. He took Josh Palmer 2 weeks ago, $2,000 to win 40 plus, right? He nails it, right? 1 o'clock game, Chargers game.
Yeah.
Then last week, he turns around, puts fucking $1,700 or $1,800 on Will Disley, wins another 40 plus K. I was like, holy shit, I'm watching. Dude, he's turning his phone around, showing the ticket to the camera. I'm like, yo, this is fucking bananas.
Next one he gives, you have to take it.
I took one with him. I took Mike Gesicki in the Bengals.
Oh, the Bengals.
In the Bengals Chargers. So I guess it was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago that he took the Josh Palmer one.
Yeah.
But I took Mike Gesicki, and I really, really thought it was going to hit, and they threw to him twice on the goal line, yeah, and he dropped it twice, and then they kicked the field goal. They didn't get it, but I was close there. But, yeah, I should ask him every week now because, I mean, the guy, I think he's hit five. What week are we in?
12.
Week 12, he's hit five first touchdown scores for $2,000 a pop.
He's up a lot of units.
Fucking crazy.
He's up a lot of units. Crazy. All right, that'll wrap up our week. You got any best bets for us that you like?
Best bets? I could take a look here. I never really have that kind of stuff planned out because a lot of the times, like my best bets, I'm just kind of scrolling through now and giving you one. But in reality, I have like a much clearer vision of things come Sunday morning. It's just, yeah, it's just my vibe.
Yep.
But I'll give you my three best bets. My first best bet will be I'll take the Bucks -5.5 as my best bet.
Love it. I'm gonna do Cardinals Seahawks under 47.5. Like I said, the rain. I think Cardinals defense has been playing really well. Seahawks at home, their defense always shows up. So under 47.5 for my first one.
All right. My second best bet will be the I'll go against J Love here. I'll take the Niners +2.
Oh,
+2.5, right? Or two?
Two.
Well, +2. I'll take the Niners +2. I think the Niners find a way to win that football game.
I'll do the Eagles -2.5 against the Rams as my second best bet. I get a nice Jalen Hurts primetime game. Defense has been looking really solid, and their offense, of course, is great as always. So I'll take -2.5 on Sunday night.
And I will go... Fuck it, dude. I'll go over 50 in the Lions game. Yeah, right. until they don't score an obscene amount of points, like they're just a deadlock over team.
I don't know. My third best bet, I'll do the 3-game 10-point teaser. I'll do the Texans to +2.5. I will do the Lions to +2.5. And I will do last one. Commanders money line. How about that? Or Commanders
like
-0.5.
Like it.
All right, guys. That'll wrap it up for this week, NFL Week 12. Keep following us and commenting on all of our social media. Double or Nothing Podcast. We'll see you Week 13.
All right. See you next week.